This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com. Hey, this is Bex. I'm joined by Chris McKay and Dan Lynn from the Lego Batman movie. Hello, guys.
Hello.
Hi, Bex.
I feel like I'm sandwiched in the middle of you here. Right for me. So you're the director and producer?
Yes.
So I'm putting it out there, Batman's quite mean. What made you actually make a film out of him and no one else?
Well, because he's got a long way to go. I mean, he's the character that's got the most to learn.
And also, we're trying to explore, why is Batman mean? Batman should be happy. He's got adoring fans. He's got money. He has great vehicles, a great mansion.
Good looking.
Yeah. I mean, there's reasons why people are mean. Beginning of the movie, he does all these cool things and it goes home to an empty home. And we're trying to teach people that, you know what, you may have everything you think on a material level, but you don't have what's most important, which is family.
Now, in the film, Batman has, well, he's a pretty cool dude. Does he have anything that you're jealous of?
That mobile is pretty awesome. Yeah. And the Scuttler, when we designed the Scuttler, it has its own personality.
I'm a fan of the Lego Batarang. I wish I could have that walking around town. It just make me feel safer.
Were you guys tempted to put yourselves in there? Like maybe just make a little Lego figure that looked like you?
Chris, you may not know, is actually the voices of several characters in the movie. So he is in the movie.
In the first movie, actually, there are minifig versions of Chris and Phil and myself in the background of one of the shots.
Well, I should have tried harder. You should have been like, no, get me in.
I'm not that vain.
I would have been 100% like, I want in this film.
You know what? Now that I know, though, next time my kids are going to be in the movie.
So there's big fandoms. You've got Lego, you've got Batman, you've got DC. Like, is there a lot of pressure to kind of get it all good?
You know, the first movie did really well, and we obviously are big Batman fans, and so it was really important for us to do a story that no one else could do, to find a unique way into this thing that people hadn't seen before.
How do we make the best Batman movie possible? How do we tell a different kind of Batman story? We're telling the comedic Batman story. And so we would hate to be the ones that ruin Batman. So we want to tell the best version possible.
What's it like making a film that's good for adults and for kids? Because for us lot, like as a kid going with your parents, it's brilliant. Like that's great. So it must be quite hard though to get the balance right.
I think we're kind of big kids. So yeah, I think for us, it was, you know, we're making a movie that we would want to see.
Yeah.
And I have two kids, 12 and 8. And I know what it's like when my kids want to drag me to movies. And I'd rather drag them.
Did you have to do lots of research for the film? Like you've got like the Condiment King kind of character in there. That's quite an old school Batman reference, isn't
it? Yeah. Part of what's fun about doing movies like this is you can do a deep dive into the research and bring in characters from some old comic book.
And also we realize for many kids, this may be their first Batman movie. So we want to kind of explore lots of different parts of Batman, both kind of the villains, Batman's character depth that you haven't seen before, his Batman's friends, and also in this case, because it's a Lego Batman movie, you get to bring in characters from other franchises. Chris and I, that's why we play Lego. It's not just one property. It's like you mix all your toys together and just have fun with it.
Yeah, what Lego sets did you have when you were kids?
I love the space Lego stuff, like the Blacktron thing.
And I had Lego City. I mean, Chris and I are unfortunately so old, but when we were kids, there were just kind of generic Lego minifigs.
Oh, right.
And now we're adults with a little bit of money, so we're buying Lego, you know, buying the Death Star and the Millennium Falcon. That stuff didn't exist when we were kids.
Do you buy it for yourself, and then the kids come along, you're like, no, I'm just gonna check, it's fine. Just check it.
Yes, son, it's for you. Wink, wink.
There are so many villains in the Batman world. Who do you reckon is the best one, apart from, I guess, the Joker?
Right. I mean, I'm a big Catwoman fan.
I love what Chris did with Clayface in this movie. Wait till you see Lego Clayface. It's the coolest build ever. It's really imaginative.
Now, in the Lego movie, you'll know that Will Arnett has the deepest voice ever. Can you give me any tips on this? Because I'm trying to do an impression of Will Arnett doing Batman voice. Any advice you could give me?
You're going to have to go pretty low,
Pretty low. Get to the Batmobile! Is that pretty low? Is that quite growly?
No, I think you need to go way lower.
Even lower than that? Like, Batmobile! Really?
I think you've got to really swallow it.
In the back of my throat.
Yeah.
Right.
You have to go to a room, scream for a little bit. You got to be a little bit more hoarse.
Okay.
And then you can do it.
It's actually really hard to do that voice for an extended period of time.
Our honey and lemon budget was very high.
Yeah. That was all of the film budget, was it? That, just that, and then like some Lego in the background, but mostly the tea. Well, brilliant. The film is out on February the 10th, I believe.
Yes.
Lego Batman movie. Thank you so much for chatting to us. That was awesome. So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.